Loi ka olam hazeh ha olam haba. This world is different than the world to come. Ba'olam hazeh ani nikra ba'alev dalid nun yud. In this world, as it is now, we call Hashem with the name of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. V'nichtav b'yud hey. Even though it's written Yud and then hey and then Vav and then hey. U'ba'olam haba. But when it comes in the world of Mashiach, ani nikra v'nichtav b'havaya. I will be both read and written with the name of Havaya. And what is this all about? What's the difference between this world and the next world? Because everybody knows. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is both revealed and concealed. What does this mean? Okay. Sasim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is concealed. Mitzad Mehusai. He's concealed from the vantage point of his essence. Nobody has any idea what the essence of God is. V'nigla, however, he is revealed mitzad pi'ulois v'niglas lano. He is revealed to us because his actions are totally revealed to us. We can learn and get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his deeds, through how he appears to us in the manifestations of this world. And through that, al yidei zeh, anu masigim mitziyusai, we're able to grasp Hashem's existence, kol echad lefi b'chinosai u'madrigosai, each person is able to grasp the fact that Hashem exists, where that person is at and on his madrega. So, to the degree that a person grasps the fact of the existence of Hashem, that's dependent upon the person's madrega and where he's at. So again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is concealed. The fact that he is revealed because we see him, we get to know him through his actions. To what degree we know he is, that is dependent upon each and every individual. Who has just joined us? Hello? Anybody there? St. Louis is there. David, you there? Okay. Ki mehusai hu bilti afshel shum niver lahasig. The essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is impossible for any creation to grasp. Machmashu yizbarach ein soif. Because the fact is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. Bilti mugbal, without boundary, ubilti baltachlis, and without any limitation. And vehanivra, and every one of us who is a creation, hu balgvol v'tachlis, we are by definition limited. We have boundaries. As a result, it is impossible for the limited being to grasp the nature, to have any understanding of the infinite being. It just can't be. V'efsha, he explains further, v'efsher, it is impossible, the machshava mugbeles, for a limited thought process, lias latvisa lahasig mehusai, to be able in any which way to grasp the essence of Hashem. It cannot be done. It's an act of futility. It is impossible. And he quotes the language of the Zohar, k'mesh isa b'zohar, leis machshava tvisa b'ch klal. The Zohar says it is impossible for any thought to grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all. That's it. The Zohar says it in five words. Machshava by definition is limited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu by definition is infinite. And therefore, as a result, mind cannot grasp the infinite. To such a degree, ad shekol hamalachim v'srafim v'chayas HaKadosh, to such a degree where we say every day in davening, that all the angels and the fiery angels and the chayas hakodesh, these are each higher and deeper levels of angels. Shoyalim, they ask, "Ayem mikayim kevaydai? Where is Hashem?" They don't know. Not only don't we know it, they don't know it either, because they are creations, and creations cannot grasp the infinite. Is libchina zu, however, on this level, He says on the bottom here, by the small hey, it should be ubechinazu, hanikri galya, this level which is revealed to us, that is, not the essence of Hashem, but the fact that Hashem is, the fact that we see in the world that there is a master and a ruler, hu nikra alev dalet nun yud. That process, that relationship, that mastery over the world, that is revealed to us. That is the level of the mastery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Adonai Hashem. That's the name of Adni. But the essence of Hashem, that cannot be grasped, nikra havaya, which is loshen mehus. The very word havaya means his essence. The root of the word havaya is from the same language as mehus. So that cannot be grasped in this world. That's infinite. Mohus cannot be grasped. That he exists. Adnos, that could be grasped. Everybody got the place here? Okay. Ula asid, however, in the world to come, Yisrabah das kolkach, there's going to be such an unbelievable outpouring of das in the world, of knowledge. Unbelievable. In the time to come, there's going to be such an explosion of das in the world that even limited beings are going to be able to grasp the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Pasuk says, Umala ha'aret deya es Hashem, the world will be suffused with the knowledge of God. That name of Hashem. Like Chazal, tell us what's going to happen. Every individual is going to point with his finger and going to say, Ze Hashem kivinu loy. Nagilo v'nismucha v'Yeshua. Say, this is the God for who I waited. We will rejoice in his Yeshua. Ulechein. For this reason, this is so fundamental. Achshav now, she'ein anu b'b'chinezu adayin lahasig me'usai, as long as we are now in a world of limited das, where we cannot grasp the essence of Hashem, ein anu rishoyim l'kroisei b'shem ha'miyuchad ha'mayra alzeh, it is prohibited for us to call him by this name of Yud and then Hey and then Vav and then Hey, which speaks of the essence of Hashem, because it is something we cannot grasp. Rather, Rak b'pchinas Adne, we can only use the name of Adnos, Shanu Masigim Adnos. That's something that every person has the capacity to grasp by Yedei Pulaisav, through looking for the deeds, for the actions of Hashem. Ze Anu Maskirim, that we do say. Ach Lahavit, we need to understand. Lama Layia b'pchinas Shala Osid Gam Ata Lo'isin Haru'in La. Why can't there be specific individuals who are worthy now of even the greater revelation? Why can't they have the Ribo Yadas of the time to come? Because it's in Hashem's hands to do it. In everything in life, there's got to be constriction and then greatness. Small and big. Darkness and light. Things have to begin small, and then a person could come to greatness. Let's deal with first external matters. If there's a decree against, there's a decree upon someone that he should have a vast fortune. Generally, people don't come to vast fortunes in 1 minute. First he makes a small living. And then he becomes a little bit more wealthy. Until ultimately he comes to that which was decreed upon the person in wealth. V'atam is the reason. Why does it have to be that way? Because if it were to be, that it would all come at once. l'madrega gedoyla, that he'd all of a sudden win the lottery at one time. As I lo hoya yochel lizboy latay nigagol, though the person would not be able to tolerate the tremendous pleasure. Machmash lo yorugol by mikoydem ma'at ma'at, because there was no becoming accustomed to it. By yibaltam imitziyusoy, umisichloy ayde riboy atayinig, the person would cease to exist, or he'd go out of his mind from the tremendous shock to his system. Because too much oil causes the flame to go out. Great mashal. The same is true when it comes to internal matters of the world. Whether we're talking about the generalities of the world or the specifics of any individual. If a person would come to an intense oyer, to an intense illumination, without going step after step, it would be reason for the person to lose everything they had. Because ultimately, most of us are embodied and clothed in physicality. And therefore, we would not be able to tolerate the tremendous pleasure, Shein Lakeitzugvul, this tremendous, limitless, infinite pleasure of knowledge of Hashem would not be able to be tolerated. Because there was no becoming accustomed to it slowly. As the Pasuk says, Baltanya loves this pasuk, Kishemesh umagen Hashem. Hashem is the sun and the shield. Hashemesh elef me'elef rivivan demishamshin kadmoi. The sun is only one of tens of thousands that serves before Hashem. And yet, even though it's a small star, im yitzecha listakol boiled, if a person gazes directly at the sun, without some kind of filter, the person, Rachman al Itzlan, will go blind. Therefore, a person needs to first filter his sight, so that he can look through the filter. How much more so is it when it comes to grasping the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It is impossible. It has to take place through tremendous holding back, through tremendous filtering, which is called katnus, smallness, narrowness. To accustom oneself v'atayinug, with the pleasure, ma'at, ma'at, little by little, ad sh'nizke the madrega nal, until a person can merit to come to mala haretz deya, to come to a full knowledge. U'mitam zeh ma'nig aboyir baruch hu ha'ilodas ha'odam v'giduloi b'tchid v'pchidus katnus. This is the ultimate reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us first as babies and as children, with small minds. And the person is supposed to add every day in all of his ways to increase the das. Continues the Maranayim with the Kach. Therefore, as long as we're living in a sheltered world, a world of concealment, along with concealment comes din. Din is harshness, judgment. Ki adinim emchinis katnus, because dinim come from katnus, harshness. That comes from katnus. However, ule osid in the world to come, shenovai lebchinis godless, when we're going to come into a world of maturity, is azayiz ba'at lu adinim min ha'olam, all dinim will disappear from the world. And then there will only be total compassion and mercy. Therefore, when we use this name of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it represents judgment mitam hanal. But in the time to come, we only use the name of pure compassion and mercy, cause yirachamim gemurim. Because the world to come is a time of total compassion, and Kairos Hashem Amyuchet, as that name points to. V'chein gam kem b'chol ish prati, and so too is it for every one of us individually. Tzorich b'tchila lahagel isatme b'avoyed miat miat. We need to accustom ourselves in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu little by little. Madrega acha madrega, going step after step. Ad sheyovoy l'pchines gadlus l'fi b'chinosai. Until we come to maturity, each one of us according to the maturity that we can reach. Ki gam achshav, because even now, in our state of maturity, av shenikr katnus neged pchinish loset b'meir b'yameinu, even as mature as we may reach, it's going to be called immaturity compared to the world to come. Mikol makim yesh b'pchinis oylem hazeh gam ken kam b'pchinis katnus v'gadlus. We should understand that even in this world of limitation that we exist in now, every person has his times of maturity and his times of immaturity. Each one of us goes through our own miniature Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba within Olam Hazeh. Each one of us has our levels that we go from stage to stage. Next paragraph. But we have to keep on moving. That no day should be similar to the day before. And heaven forbid that we stand b'madrega echod. Chas v'sholom, we should ever stay in the same place. Like the pasuk says, "V'nesati licho mehalachim." Bein ha'imdim ha'ela, the Rebbeinu Shleim says, "I make you a walker among these standers." The angels are stand still. The Jew is a mover. We are mehalachim bein ha'imdim. We walk among those who stand. V'zer ishischo yemitzo. You begin where you're small. But ultimately, there needs to be tremendous striving. It begins with narrowness, with immaturity. But at the end, that's a language of adulthood. You got to move to another stage where, compared to the step where you were, this will be maturity. And Avraham Avinu, who is a greater example of this than Avraham Avinu? Av Sheikar is Boyd Ben Gimel Shanim, even though he came to this awesome recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was 3 years old. Nonetheless, Mikol Makom Nemar by Avraham Zokin Baba Yamim. Avraham was old, he came with his days. Pirish Biziknusa in his old age, Zokha, love of the Yamim Al Yainim. He strived, he grew to a place where he acquired exalted midis, she'enigra b'shem Avraham, and at that point he deserved to be called Avraham. That name of Avraham, rather than Avraham, spoke about the shlemus that he reached, the high levels that he reached. So even Avraham, halavai, we should be like Avraham in his small times. But for Avraham Avinu, he went from level to level. And that's what we need to strive to do in our own Avodah. V'zeu Avram hoyled es Yitzchak. The pasuk says Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. Pirish. Kishebo l'bchines Avram. When Avram Avinu came to this level of Avraham, Hamayra al goydol shleimuse, which speaks about the great wholesomeness that he came to, only then oz hoyled es Yitzchak. Only then was he able to give birth to Yitzchak. Yitzchak nikra avedis Hashem b'lishum irav katnus hamer al dinim. Unbelievable. Total switch here. Yitzchak speaks of a total avedis Hashem without any dinim, without any immaturity. B'lishum irav dinim rak yiris habayru levad midas pachad Yitzchak. All there was absolute fear of God. This was not the case in the earlier years of Avraham. There his wife was a Shivcha. There was a mixture. Therefore, there was a birth which came from a mixture of dinim. Is v'zeu hakotn yil elef. Pasuk says hakotn yil elef. He says elef in midoshin alfecha chachma. I will teach you. V'zeu hakotn. When we're in a madrega of katnus, madregas hakatnus yib b'pchinas alef ka'oma. That's the beginning. V'hatzair, a language of youth, who gam kem aloshin katnus, that too is immaturity. But that is, leads to a person to go from there to become a goyotzum. V'zel v'yoktan yolad, the pasuk says, yoktan gave birth. Kolzman shahoya b'madregas hakatnus. And as long as it was still Yaktan, Hayimay the Dinim, he gave birth to Dinim. Kia told us on his Karim Apostle Zeh, Almeida, Shalav, Chatzamavis, all those people that are mentioned in that Pasuk, Mayin al Dinim. That speaks to the outcome of Yaktan, the outcome of immaturity is Dinim. Ad Shabbat Madegas Agadlus, until the person comes to the ultimate maturity. And then the Hilada is a pure, absolute Yiras Hashem, Vahavin, and understand this well. So, the premise is that as mature as a person can be in this world, that we couldn't possibly tolerate that light. Nonetheless, we need to begin through our own Avodah to accustom ourselves to the Eir Hashem slowly by slowly in our own Avodah. So that ultimately, when the time comes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the concealment from the world, that we won't be totally blinded by that light. As the Gemara tells us, Lasid Lavai Hashem removes the sun from its sheath. The righteous are rewarded, they're cured by it, and the wicked are punished by it. The very same sun. Why? Because if a person accustoms themselves to the light, then they can benefit from it, they can enjoy it. Whereas if a person was in the dark all their life, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the sun from its sheath, then at that point it's impossible for a person to tolerate it. It creates blindness. So we need to move from madrega to madrega. We need to move from level to level to accustom ourselves little by little until we can be zeichet to the ultimate madrega of Hashem's revelation of His presence to the world. To the point where we be able to Yemahu Yiya Hashem Echad Ushmayecha, then he will be read and pronounced the same way, because it'll be a world of Umala Haaretz Deyas Hashem, and may we be Zeicha Yemir Hashem to see that light quickly and speedily in our days.